Mother Nature's fury, as we have experienced in our own nation in the aftermath of hurricanes and tornadoes, devastates communities. But Mother Nature's worst pales when compared to the disasters created by man's fury and folly. A hurricane of hatred has created in Darfur a human-made catastrophe, and lest this tragedy continue to spiral out of control, people of goodwill must rise to the challenge and act. More than 400,000 people have perished in the 3 years since the proxy militias known as the Janjaweed began a ruthless operation of death and destruction against the non-Arab population of Darfur, a region of western Sudan. The delivery of humanitarian assistance to the 2.5 million people who have fled their homes and the million more at risk of starvation became a daunting challenge to the international community. On April 30, the Save Darfur rally in Washington, D.C., helped to remind our leaders that the American people could not remain silent in the face of murder, rape, and gratuitous destruction. The key to restoring genuine security and stability is sustained high-level pressure and commitment on the part of the international community, and particularly the United States. It is essential to strengthen significantly the presence and responsiveness of peacekeeping forces in Darfur, both to guarantee implementation of the peace agreement and to win the confidence of the people. The hopeful signs emerging recently show what can be accomplished when U.S. leadership and formidable national energies are directed toward ending a catastrophe of human making.
This is Father Joseph O'Hare of America Magazine.